الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا محمد رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وترك الأمة على المحجة البيضاء، ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أو ضال. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. To proceed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Today is the 19th day of the month of Ramadan, 1-9. We have passed 18 days behind us, asking Allah the Almighty to accord this ibadah a befitting acceptance and endorsement. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. Do we have questions?
No.
Okay. A question that should be looked at is on the issue of it keeps on coming, having to do with the issue of al-luqta. What is luqta? An item that has been lost. In Islam, if you come across an item that somebody forgets it, he throws it away out of forgetfulness, and you come across it, you lay your hand on it, you take it, it's not for you to consume it or to sell it or to just use it as your personal possession. According to Sharia, you have to look for the owner. Yeah, and that can be achieved. Let's assume if after going out of the masjid, you see a cellular phone lost, you pick it, don't say, let me go and sell it. No. Come back to the masjid, look for the imam or anybody concerned to look for the owner for a complete 1 year. Don't say it is mine. No. Because if your own is lost, you wouldn't like this to be done to you the way you are likely to do to somebody's property. So Allah says in Quran chapter number 4, verse number 29, read it. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not devour, do not eat your wealth between you in vanity. So if you come across something that has been lost but found by you, follow the procedure, the processes of reaching and going to the actual owner. Your reward is from Allah. Do not wait for anybody's appreciation or praises. Do not be afraid of anybody's condemnation or accusation. Do what is right for you to get what is right on the day when right things will benefit the righteous people. This is very important, this question to be looked into. Then we proceed to the tafsir. Let's have the first recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا. ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا.
Allah the Almighty says in ayah number 53 in surah number 18 Al-Kahfi, ورأى المجرمون النار, and the criminals will see the fire. You see, but if you look at the fi'il, the verb, it tells you in the past tense, wara'a, they have seen it, they saw, as if it has already occurred. But it is talking about the hereafter. This style abounds in the Quran. It tells you in the past tense on something coming in the future. The purpose, the aim is to make it clear that consider it done. Doubtlessly is going to be. Wara al-mujrimuna an-nara, the criminals saw the fire. But the fire is yet to come, is in the hereafter. But it is telling you this is definitive information. Is going to come to pass. So have no any doubt. It is arguably practical. Okay? So wara al-mujrimuna an-nara, the criminals will see the fire. Wa dhannu annahum muwaqi'uha, and they were certain that they will certainly enter it. They will fall therein. Naam. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا, and they will find from it no any way elsewhere. Because masrifa is any diversion from the fire. They will definitely enter it. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ.
Amen.
Allah says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. We have repeatedly explained to the people in this Quran many examples. We have diversified, صَرَّفْنَا, diversified in this Quran explanations upon explanations, striking examples, لِلنَّاسِ, for mankind, مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ, from every department of example we get. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا, but man is أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ, he is most disputive of everything. Man argues, he is beyond, is above all other created entities in terms of argument. He disputes. Man will see the truth, yet you will deny it. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. نعم.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِلَّا أَن نَعَمْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا. Nothing has prevented the people from believing when guidance came to them and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that this must befall them, that is the accustomed precedent of the former people. Meaning, people did not believe, nothing stopped them, except because of their intransigence is going to precipitate against them the punishment that befall those who came before them. أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبْلًا, or else they are waiting for Allah's punishment to come facing them, قُبْلًا. Otherwise, people should believe, because all the points have been made clear. All instances were given, all examples were stricken for us to believe and accept. Next ayah.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنْذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
Allah says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, we have not been sending the messengers except as glad tidings givers. They used to break al-bushra, glad tidings. They used to give bushara. وَمُنْذِرِينَ, and as warners. ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل. Those who disbelieve will be disputing, okay, using falsehood to fight the truth. ليظهروا به الحق. For them to invalidate the truth. واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا. They have been treating my ayat, my verses, my signs, okay? وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزْوَى, and that which they were warned with هُزْوَى as a means of ridicule, ridiculing the messengers and my verses. Such was and is their behavior. And up till today, you will see the unbelievers making ridicule of Allah's saying. So that has been the attitude and characteristics. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. Nobody is worse in wrongdoing than such that has been warned with our ayat. Preachings have been coming to him, but فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا, he turned away from it. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, forgetting, neglecting and bypassing what he did wrongly previously. Because in the deen, if you wrong yourself, the best way to remedy, to heal the wound, is do not forget your past mistakes. Recollect your past mistakes, make repentance in earnest. Otherwise, you did bad things, you just overlook it. Is there recorded? It's recorded. It will surprise you one day to see it looking at you glaringly, maybe in the hereafter. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. That is why our prayer is that, O Allah, اغْفِرْ لَنَا مَا قَدَّمْنَا وَمَا أَخَّرْنَا وَمَا أَسْرَرْنَا وَمَا أَعْلَنَّا وَمَا فَعَلْنَاهُ عَمْدًا أَوْ سَهْوًا. Because Allah's rahmah is all engulfing. But to do wrong things and you're not remorseful, you want to eat your cake and have it. No, you can't do that. Remember, so these, they forget what they did wrongly in the past. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ. We place covering on their own, what? Their mind. On their mind or their heart, they were covered. أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ, so that they will not understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا, and heavy blockage were also placed on their eyes, I mean on their ears. وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى, if you should even invite them to the guidance, فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا, they will never be rightly guided in the light of this permanently. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابَ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, your Lord is the most forgiving, the owner of mercy. Two attributes here. هو الغفور هو ذو الرحمة هو الغفور الرحيم. O Allah, we ask you to bestow upon us your maghfirah and your rahmah. لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا, If Allah were to seize them on account of their bad deed, لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, Allah will have quickened His punishment against them right now. Yeah. Because if Allah were to visit His anger on servant on account of a bad attitude, the punishment will have swiftly descended. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. But وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ بَلْ لَهُمْ مَوْئِدٌ. Check it. Nay, they have an appointed hour and time. لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. They shall never find any escape route, مَوْئِلًا, escape route from it. Meaning, whatever people are doing today, especially in terms of disobedience to Allah, you know, flouting His orders, feeling that they are free, they are not free, it's recorded. Allah says there is the maw'id, an appointed hour, and they will never find maw'ila. Maw'ila means an escape route, which is going to the camp. Naam. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْئِدًا. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ, those habitats, those geographies and places where people lived, Allah said, we destroyed them, لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا, they transgressed the limit, they committed exorcism, what we are doing. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْئِدًا, we appointed an hour, definitive timeline for their destruction. So they should remember, وَعَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَقُرُونًا بَنَ ذَلِكَ كَثِيرًا. They add the Thamud, the people of Salih, Metusayla, they were all destroyed. So وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. Look at it, لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا, when they transgress. Because Allah does not visit on a people chastisement or calamity until after being preached at and reproved in transigent and heedless. So that is the message. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهَلِكِهِمْ مَوْئِدًا. Now, the context, the contextual sequence of the ayah will take a departure to give us a narrative of what happened concerning one of Allah's mighty messengers, Prophet Musa ibn Imran, alayhi salatu wasalam. Naam.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ, mention and remember when Musa, that's the Moses. Prophet Musa is mentioned in the Quran in 136 different places. 136. Musa, Allah's messenger, Allah's prophet, Allah's kalim. Because wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. Kalim means to whom Allah spoke. It is an honorific title given to him. He played an important role in shaping the life of the Israelites, but they proved disobedient and unrepentant people. Okay, we believe in Prophet Musa as one of the mighty Allah's messengers. We believe in Jesus, son of Mary, that Jesus is one of mighty messengers of Allah. We believe in Solomon. We believe in David. In fact, all of the prophets, Allah says, لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رَسُولِهِ. We do not discriminate amongst any of Allah's messengers. So now the narrative starts. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ. Remember or mention when Musa said to his servant. The servant is Joshua, or Yusha' ibn Nun. Yusha' was also a prophet of Allah later. Yes. But he was a kind of a servant, personal assistant to Prophet Musa. So Allah calls him Fatahu, his boy. So remember when Musa said to his servant, لا أبرو حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين, that I will not cease in my traveling until I reach, okay, until I reach the junction. You call it confluence, where two rivers meet. This is river, this is another river. They come together. They empty the water in a larger sea. The place where they meet is called junction, majma. Just like in Nigeria, if you go to Kogi after leaving Cotton Carpe, you over Murtala Bridge, beneath, this is River Niger, this is River Benue, and they meet. I once took that route to enter Dikina and Kogise through Sintako. Somebody told me, hey, look at where River Niger and Benue meet. That is Majma al-Bahari. That is why they call Kogi the confluence state. In geography, where two rivers meet. So Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam set on a journey, and he told his boy, I will be going tirelessly until I reach a point where two rivers meet. There they will meet the man they wanted to preach. Okay, what is the story? In Sahih al-Bukhari, one day Prophet Musa was delivering a lecture, was talking. People asked him, O Allah's Messenger, is there anybody more knowledgeable than you are? He said, no. هل هناك أعلم منك؟ قال لا. And he was truthful, because being Allah's messenger amongst humans, who was as knowledgeable as he was, who was receiving divine revelation then? Nobody. So based on this trend, he said no. The ulama are saying he should have said Allahu A'lam. And you know, they are saying ta'atul abrar sayyatul muqarrabin. Ta'atul abrari sayyatul muqarrabin. If pious people, ordinary pious people, did something which is highly recommended, it might be an offense if it emanates from those close to Allah the Almighty. How this is understood? So Allah told him, no, there is a servant on whom I bestowed enough knowledge of which you don't know. Yeah. Musa said, okay, Ya Allah, show me the way to go to him and acquire more knowledge. This tells you seeking for knowledge does not consider age, regardless of age or geography or your, what do you call it, SAS or SES, socioeconomic status. Doesn't matter. Whoever you are, go and seek for knowledge. Old age shouldn't stop you. Your position shouldn't stop you. If Prophet Musa, Allah will be telling us, he set out to seek for knowledge, even though he is Allah's messenger, Kalimullah, that Allah spoke to. All right? Yet he found it expedient to go and seek for knowledge. Then we are more deserving to seek for knowledge elsewhere. And I want to tell you in this connection, no amount of property or money or material should be too expensive when it comes to educating your child, unless if you don't have. Invest in the education of your community, the education of your kids. No price should be too supreme when it comes to educating your kids. Prophet Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam, left Egypt to go to that area around Gulf region, some say, where two rivers meet. Maybe Euphrates and Tigris, Allahu Alam. So he set out for that journey, very expensive journey. And he took his servant, like Mr. Yusha, to accompany him. That is the introduction. Once again, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ, when Musa said to his servant, لَا أَبْرَهُ, I will not stop. I will be going ceaselessly without stopping. حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحَرَيْنِ, okay, until I reach the joining where two rivers are joined. أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا, or I will be going time without number. Because al-huqub, yani waqtun tawil mustamir dun anqifa. To tell you what, he came out looking for knowledge with determination. Because it's either I see the teacher, or I will be going huqba time without number. Naam.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
سبحان الله. Okay, as they were going, they made a provision. The provision is that Prophet Musa, you know, caused a fish to be roasted. A roasted fish was carried as their food as they are traveling. He entrusted the care of fish in the hand of his own servant. He put it in a container that will preserve it from maybe being spoiled. So as they were going, Allah said, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا, when they reached the point, the destination they were looking for, there, نَسِيَ حُوتَهُمَا, they forgot their roasted fish. Al-Hut was samakul kabir, a big fish, very huge, is called Hut. That's why Allah says, فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِّيمُ, concerning Prophet Yunus, Jonah. He was swallowed, he was gobbled by Al-Hut. So they took that Hut, roasted it, prepared it for consumption on account of the fatiguing nature of journey. So when they reached the place, he forgot the fish. نَسِيَ حُوتَهُمَا. And it was thought to them that when you reach the place where the man is, the fish will come back to life miraculously. The coming back to life of the fish signifies the availability of the man you are looking for. When they reached the point, the fish slid away into the river. That is the meaning, فَاتَّخَذَ صَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. It just entered the river, you know, it slid. It slid through swimming. You know how fish is?
No.
Unknown to him. Now, they just went beyond the point. Later, Prophet Musa asked him, hey, أَتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا, where is our food? Next ayah.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا, two of them. جَاوَزَا, if he were one. But جَاوَزَا, duality. جَاوَزُ, plural and plurality. But now it's talking about two people, Prophet Musa and his servant. Falamma jawaza, when they have passed beyond it, when they have passed beyond the place, which place? Majma al-Bahari. Qala li fatahu, Musa said to his boy, alayhi salam, atina ghada'ana, bring us our food. But he calls the food ghada, meaning lunch. Because the food you take in the morning is called futur. The food you take in the afternoon is called ghada. The food you take in the evening and night is called dinner. Dinner. In Arabic, asha. So, al-futur, ghada, and al-asha. Is it isha? Not isha. Asha.
No.
Al-asha qabl al-isha, they say.
No.
So now it was in the broad daylight. He said to him, "Atina ghada'ana, produce, give us our lunch to eat." لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. Allah, we have suffered, we have encountered fatigue in this long journey. Then the boy remembered, oh, but the fish leaped away. I have forgotten to tell you. So here, Yusha'u said to him,
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. The first one, في البحر سربا. Here, في البحر عجبا. سربا, sleeping. It just leaped away into the river. But عجبا, it took its way into the river amazingly, in an amazing and mesmerizing way. So here, he said to him, أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ. Haven't you seen when we retired to the rock? Because there was a rock, they retired on at the point of where the two rivers met. He said to him, haven't you seen when we retired to the rock? فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ. I have forgotten to tell you that I have forgotten the fish. I have forgotten it. Meaning, I have forgotten to tell you that the fish got its way into the river.
Yeah.
That's where we are in need of. But I have forgotten. But wama ansa new ilishifa. Satan made me forget. This tells you Satan has a dangerous mechanism of throwing into you forgetfulness. Satan causes you to forget ayah of Quran. For example, that is why don't say I have forgotten this ayah. No. Say I was made to forget. Don't say I have forgotten. Unsitu hadhihi al-ayah. Don't say nasitu hadhihi al-ayah. Satan causes you to forget even doing what is good. But he causes you to remember bad things. Okay?
No.
You have a mathematical problem you want to a solution to it. You can't get it. He will wait until after you said Allahu Akbar praying, he makes you remember it. In the prayer. Because he feels to do the prayer is more dangerous to him than your mathematical solution. That is Shaitan. So he's very trickish, very bad, very ugly, very ominous. The only shield you have against Satan, rely on Allah. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَئِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Say, O Allah, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. That's all. You don't have any power. You can't give him punches, can you?
No.
Oh? You can't laugh him. He's a bad guy, Satan. مَلْعُوذُ. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ اللَّئِنِ. And again, you don't see Satan. He's your avowed enemy, but you can't see him. Allah says, إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُ. He sees you from the angle you perceive him not. So one alim says, well, since I don't see him and he's my number one enemy, I retire to my Lord who created him and me. I ask Allah to have his intervention for me against him. That's all. So Prophet Yusha'u was saying, وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنَ أَذْكُرَ. Nothing made me forget, reminding you or telling you, except Satan that made me forget the mention I should have mentioned to you. وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. And it took its route into the river amazingly, in an amazing way. Very amazing. The fish was roasted, dead. But on reaching the point, it revived back to life, entered the river. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderfully, amazingly wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, When Prophet Musa was told of this narrative, what did he say?
قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِ فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا.
Now, قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِ فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. نعم؟ قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِ. Oh, that is our quest. That is what we had came out for. Since the fish entered the river, coming back to life, amazingly, that is our meaning. That is what we have been looking for. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. Okay? If that is the case, فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. So they returned. That is فَارْتَدَّ. They returned عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا, following their footprints. Yeah, I think we took this way. Let's go back. Yeah, this is our footprint. That is قَصَصًا. قَصَصًا.
No.
Because in those times, you don't have your GPS.
No.
You know GPS? You have GPS today. The Global Positioning System, GPS. In Kano, if you have the gadget working in Abuja, you just activate the device of GPS. It takes you from Asokoro, wherever. Okay? World cities, you see how it works. In those times, no GPS.
No.
But forget about it. He had Allah's GPS.
No.
He is Allah's messenger.
No.
Allah's Rasul.
No.
Forget about these modern gadgets that will come to stand still one day.
No.
Some use it for disobeying Allah. Some use GPS to lead them to where they're going to key and commit zina and steal.
No.
The perfect bad things.
No.
They're going to see the results. Soonest until repentance is what occasion. So I am saying, فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. They returned back, you know, looking at their footprint to go back to where they were looking for. So you can see, the journey was suspended. Because where they were aiming at was already reached. But the boy forgot to tell Prophet Musa what happened later.
فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا.
الله أكبر. فَوَجَدَا. Still, the spirit of duality has been characterizing the context of the ayah. فَوَجَدَا, both of them met. عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, a servant out of our servants. عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. نَكَّرَ الْعَبْدَ لِيُفِيدَ التَّعْظِيمِ لِلْخِضْرِ.
No.
Yeah, عَبْدًا. He didn't say فَوَجَدَا الْعَبْدَ بِالْمَعْرِفَ, لا.
No.
فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا. They came across a servant. مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, amongst our servants. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا. كثيرين. Shafi'i says, إن لله عبادا فطنا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة نظروا فيها ولما علموا أنها ليست لحي وطنا جعلوها لجة واتخذوا صالح الأعمال فيها سفنا. The point is, فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا. We gave him. آتيناه. Look at the construction of the verb. آتيناه. آتينا هذا فعل وفاعل. من الذي آتاه؟ الله. نا ضمير للفظ الجلالة. مبني على السكون في محل الضم. أي آتاه الله. آتيناه ضمير لمفعول به مرفوع في محل النصب. آتى الله الأبد. هذا هو التقدير. So آتيناه, we bestowed, in another word, upon him our mercy. رحمةً, with indefinite article. من عندنا, from our presence. وعلمناه من لدنا علما. We bestowed upon him a knowledge, a certain knowledge. من لدنا, from us. This is what some call it العلم لدني. That إن للخضر علما لدنيا. But some people are over exploiting this minute. So no, this is a great sheikh. He doesn't have to go to school because he made Khidr through al-ilm al-laduni. It's a kind of a 419.
Mm.
Yeah. Who tells you this? Naam?
No.
That Khidr is living, he's not going to die for until you have a concrete, a flawless proof, Quranically and Sunnatically. Otherwise, just balderdash. It will never be a countenance. Okay. So, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا إِلْمًا. So, Prophet Musa والسلام, came across his bughya, what he needed. He came out to learn. And this is the man that Allah told him, he is more knowledgeable than you are in his own field of specialization. And Prophet Musa had a quest. He had the need to seek from him. Now, he met the teacher and is on to be taught.
Yeah.
The condition for learning, you need three things. Teacher, the taught, the one to be taught, and then the teaching itself. Three things. Who is to teach? Who is to be taught? What is it to be taught?
No.
Others are just complementary.
No.
The process of learning, the system, the curriculum, or whatever. Now, Prophet Musa began to explain to him his mission, his the reason of his coming.
No.
What did he say?
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Imagine. قال له موسى. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام said to him. له. Said to whom? خضر.
No.
That's the name.
No.
He said to the teacher. قال له موسى. Of course, the name Khidr is not mentioned in Quran.
No.
But through our sources of knowledge, the name is Khidr. That is what gains currency. Though some scholars diversify the means of bringing the names, but what we know is the name is Khidr. The Hausaman says Halluru.
Mm.
Halluru. Or Halliru. That is a corruption of the name. Just like the name of the Prophet Mahi al-Mahi, they say Mahi. Al-Mahi alladhi maha Allahu bihi dhunub.
No.
They say Mahi. Like this. So his name is Khidr. So Prophet Musa said to him, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا أُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Look at the polite way. هَلْ Shall I follow you? Sir, in our modern language.
Yeah.
Shall I follow you, sir? Hmm? What again? Ala an tu'allimani. On the basis of you educating me, will you allow me to be your student so that you will educate me? Mimma ulimta, out of what Allah has caused you to know. Rushda as a means of guidance. So he was kind of being polite, requesting that, will you allow me, sir, to follow you because I want to learn. I want to know this knowledge from you. You see, there are a lot of things to be learned. Musa didn't say to him, hey, I am Prophet Musa. Didn't you know me?
Mm.
I am the one that Allah sent to Banu Israel. Haven't you heard of me?
No.
Yani, the one seeking for knowledge shouldn't be arrogant. Forget about your social and economic status. As long as you have reached the school you want to learn, be polite. That is why I am urging any student seeking for knowledge to be polite, to be obedient to his own teacher, to attend his classes regularly, and he should be level-headed. And I have been saying, if you want to acquire knowledge, you need mopkari or mopsukairi. Mopkari, you need motivation. That is jam. Or you need organization, because proper learning system should be highly organized. MO, mockery, M motivation or organization, P participation. Learning process is participatory in nature. You don't learn in isolation. That is why now during lockdown, you see the learning process is now in shambles. Yeah. No schools. How can you properly learn without participation? We ask Allah to quickly remove this problem soonest, inshallah. So you need M, motivation, or organization. P, participation. C, cooperation. You need the teacher to give you cooperation to learn. You too should cooperate with him. It's a kind of a reciprocal gesture. Do your part, teacher does his. That is Mopkari, M-O-P-C. A, attention. For you to learn, you have to be attentive. Attention is two-way traffic. There is physical attention and mental attention. That is to say, if you are in the presence of your teacher in a lecture theater, in a university, college of education, whatever, physically you are there, but mentally elsewhere, you hardly learn. You need duality of presence. You have to be there physically and mentally, because the mental faculty is the one that takes for you an assimilate learning process. But if you are there physically, somewhere elsewhere, you cannot learn. That's what the meaning of A, attention. R, readiness. You have to be ready. The meaning of this is that a primary school going boy cannot be in university age-wise. That is readiness. I, intention. I call this the prerequisite for efficient learning, if you want to. You should have this. I am saying this in connection to this. Prophet Musa said, I want to learn through humility. So the prophet or the man, the teacher, Khidr, answered him. What did he tell him upon this request?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Why?
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال من القائل؟ خضر. خضر said no. إنك you لن تستطيع معي صبرا. You will never be able to persevere with me. You will not be able to tolerate the way I do things. That is why we are going to part ways. Though you want to seek knowledge from me, I don't think you will be able to bear, okay, to withstand what will be done. That's the meaning of you will not be able to be patient with me. But because Prophet Musa was in need of this knowledge, he gave. Okay, even asking, he said, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِخُورَ. This is the reason. How will you be able to tolerate that which you don't have even knowledge about?
Yeah.
This is something that's going to happen from me. You will see. It will be beyond your mental understanding. So how will you be able to withstand it? That is the reason. But Prophet Musa gave an undertaking. قال ستجدني
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا
قال
فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to his teacher, Satajiduni insha'allahu sabiran. You will find me by the will of Allah. This is a parenthetical statement. Jumla mu'tariba. What taqdir? Satajiduni sabiran. But Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَائِلٌ ذَٰلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا what?
Inshallah.
So because of the good manners of the Prophet, he said, you will find me by the will of Allah. صَابِرًا tolerant. I will behave myself. Tolerant, perseverance, and patient. This and give you this guarantee and undertaking. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. This is an emphasis upon emphasis. I will never disobey you on any matter. Because أَمْرًا بِالنَّكِرَ فِي سِيَاقِ النَّفِي يُفِيدُ الْإِسْتِغْرَاءِ أي وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَيَّ أَمْرٍ. هذا هو التقدير. You will never find me disobeying you on any matter, on any issue. Now, Prophet Khidr said, did you read it?
No.
قال then he said to me, okay, if that is the case, فَإِنِ اتَّبَعَتْنِ. If ever you follow me, no problem, but there is condition. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. You should never ever ask me on anything. حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنُ ذِكْرًا. Until I am the one to bring an information about it. حَتَّى تُفِيدُ الْغَيَةَ. حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ. Until I tell you concerning it, ذِكْرًا a mention. This is what we call today the condition for admission.
No.
Isn't it? Prophet Musa, in our modern say, we say he has applied for admission. Admission granted. Given, but not without condition. The conditions is فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي أَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. So the unfolding scenario will be heard, inshallah ta'ala, subsequently, maybe tomorrow, during our 20th day of the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah the Almighty to bless our lives here and hereafter, to grant us peace and stability, to remove this monster, ravaging monster called COVID-19 across the globe, generally, especially with the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.